I'm here at Syngenta Media Day, and in this interview, I'm talking with Jane Bachman, who is Scientific Communications Manager. And Jane, I think it might be interesting, first of all, to talk about what you do in light of that title. I know you obviously have a scientist background, but you're in communications work, and that, to me, that's an interesting combination.
Right. Well, I love science, and I like communication. So I have the opportunity in my position to work with scientists and really talk about what they do and share that with others. And then within the organization, I do internal communications and make sure that information is shared between management and our employees in a way that they understand each other better.
Well, having been here for a day at Syngenta and talked with some of those people, you certainly deal with some very technical topics. What kind of challenges that prevent from a communication standpoint for you?
Well, I think in cases for me in particular, if I don't understand, I ask a lot of questions. What I've been really fortunate in having is a lot of folks who help me understand that, so that when people come in and they ask about it, I can take it down to more simple terms that I always use my husband as a gauge. If my husband would understand it, then I feel like most people would understand it.
For the type of communications work that you're doing right now, how has that science background you've got been of help and aid to you in being able to do this kind of communications work?
I think it makes it a lot easier to understand what our scientists are talking about. It makes it a lot more interesting for me. Being out of the lab for a few years, it's kind of like going back in time, seeing somebody you haven't dated for a while. And it's refreshing and it's really enjoyable.
What are some of the regular type projects that you have to deal with or work on?
Internally, we have announcements, but some activities like this media day, being involved in that. We have staff meetings. Those kinds of events I'm involved in. Externally, you could potentially see some of my work with the internet. We have a biotechnology section, and I was really actively involved in that. We have a few brochures that I've written some of the script and worked with folks to get that through the approval process and make it so that it's something that people are interested in.
Was the job that you have now one that was created just for you to move into, or is this something that has been a position with Syngenta?
My position is actually a new position. Previously to this, there was another new position as a biotechnology communications manager that was a new position.
You've mentioned doing work internally and externally. With Syngenta being a global business, does that also relate to your work? And is it just domestically here in the United States? Do you work internationally? Can you comment on that?
A little bit of both. I've been back in the U.S. for a year, but prior to that, I was in Basel, Switzerland, which is our headquarters, and there had a lot more questions from the public about what is the technology, what are the benefits of it, and I think it's really important that we talk about what those benefits are and share those so that people are more interested in it, and it really helps our growers because it creates a draw for their products.
Well, speaking from an agri-marketing standpoint, what do you see as some of the challenges that you face in your job, especially looking forward in the world we're in today?
Well, I'm going to give you an example. A few years ago, our scientists went to the North Carolina State Fair, and they shared about what they do. They showed some examples of lab activities, and the people at the State Fair were just amazed at what we were doing. And so I think in my role, one of the biggest challenges is helping people to understand what we do, because sometimes when we don't understand it completely, it makes it a little bit more strange. And once people understand what we do and the benefits and the advantages and how important safety testing is to us, they're really a lot more accepting of the technology and looking forward to the products that we offer.
So in addition to figuring out ways to communicate the message to your customers who are buying the products that you're developing, there is probably a more general consuming public aspect that's important for your business as well.
Oh, yes. And it's really important for folks to be able to understand what we do and to have any questions they have answered.
For people who are involved in agri-marketing in general, is there anything about Syngenta and the biotechnology business that you'd like them to know in particular?
I think the most important thing that I would like to say about Syngenta is that we have a lot of really neat projects in the pipeline, and we're really committed to innovation, and we have here, especially at SBI, but throughout the whole company, a lot of really great scientists who are spending a lot of time and effort to come up with new ideas that will help the growers.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jane Bachman. She is the scientific communicator for Syngenta Biotechnology, and we're here at the Syngenta Media Day in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.